Let's practice Kapalabhati a few more times. Remembering that Kapalabhati is short, sharp exhales through the nostrils, with the navel moving inwards and slightly up with each exhale, the inhale is automatic. We keep the spine steady and tall while we are performing this, and the only thing that moves is our navel against the back body, scooping inwards and up. The eyes remain closed, and as we do this, with each exhale, we envision that the space of the brain and the nasal passageway is getting cleansed and clear. It is important that we do not rush this practice, so one exhale per second will suffice. Going too fast will create a shallow experience of this cleansing technique, and we want to do it with quality and the deliberate expression of the navel moving against the spine with each exhale. I suggest coming to a seat. The easiest way is sitting on the edge of a chair with the soles of the feet underneath the knees, allowing the pelvis to roll slightly forward, which invites a light dip in the low back. You can also practice this standing, and you can practice this in a meditation seat if you know of your meditation seat and can remain stable and tall with your spine and your legs are comfortable. So finding whatever position is right for you, closing the eyes, and simply experiencing and witnessing your breath in this moment. Noticing the state of the mind and body. What mental and emotional debris can get cleansed and cleared from this practice? And we will begin with Kapalabhati. Let's take a full inhale, eyes are closed, and begin Kapalabhati. Taking a full inhale, pelvis all the way up into the chest and throat. Hold the length of the spine, sipping a little more air in. Sipping a little more air in to the fullest of your breath capacity. Hold, hold, hold. And as you exhale, keeping the integrity and length of the spine, exhaling the breath out. Finding a regulating breath and witnessing a clarity within the space of the mind and emotional body. Finding a regulating breath. We will be practicing this a few more times, remembering, really visualizing a clarity with each exhale. This forceful exhale washes away and cleanses any debris of the emotions and mind out of the body. Together we take a full inhale and begin Kapalabhati. Taking a full inhale from pelvis all the way up into the chest and throat. At the very top of inhale, sipping a little more air in. holding, sipping a little more air in. Hold, hold, hold. Feeling the space and exhaling, keeping the space of the spine. Navel moves to the back body, feeling the clarity in the space of mind and body and emotions. Finding a few regulating breaths, witnessing the inner body. Again, performing Kapalabhati, taking a full inhale and begin Kapalabhati. Taking a full inhale from pelvis all the way up into the chest and throat at the fullest of your breath capacity. Holding and sipping a little more air in. Hold, hold, hold. Sipping a little more air in. Feeling the expansive spaciousness within the body. And then keeping the length of the spine. Exhaling, pelvic muscles gently contract, guiding the breath's exit out. Finding a few stable, regulating breaths and witnessing the clarity within the space of the mind and body. Savoring in the peace within the body and mind. Sensing the peace within the space that you have created. Savoring this moment as long as you'd like. And taking your time whenever you're ready to gently flutter the eyes open and come back, but staying here as long as you'd like. Thank you so much for practicing.